Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says next-gen GST reforms coming into force from tomorrow will change the nation's growth story and greatly benefit all sections of society. In his address to the nation, Prime Minister urges state governments to boost manufacturing in their regions to realize the dream of self-reliant India. United Kingdom, Canada and Australia formally recognize the state of Palestine. Afghanistan rejects US President Donald Trump's threat to reclaim Bagram Air Base, vows unyielding resistance to any foreign military presence in the country. And in Asia Cup cricket, India win the toss and opt to field first against Pakistan in the Super 4 thriller in Dubai. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said next-gen GST reforms will be implemented from tomorrow on the first day of Navratri. Addressing the nation this evening, Mr. Modi said GST Bachat Utsav will begin from tomorrow and people can buy their choice of goods at a lesser price. He added that the nation's growth story will be changed with these reforms and youth, neo-middle class, farmers, women, shopkeepers, traders and entrepreneurs will greatly benefit from this Bachat Utsav.
नवरात्रि के पहले दिन से नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स लागू हो जाएंगे। कल से देश में जीएसटी बचत उत्सव शुरू होने जा रहा है। इस जीएसटी बचत उत्सव में आपकी बचत बढ़ेगी और आप अपनी पसंद की चीजों को और ज्यादा आसानी से खरीद पाएंगे। हमारे देश के गरीब मध्यम वर्गीय लोग न्यू मिडिल क्लास युवा किसान महिलाएं दुकानदार व्यापारी उद्यमी सभी को ये बचत उत्सव का बहुत फायदा होगा.
Prime Minister remarked that citizens and traders were entangled in a complex web of taxes for decades, including octroi, entry tax, sales tax, excise, VAT and service tax. He pointed out that transporting goods from one city to another required crossing multiple checkpoints, filling numerous forms and navigating a maze of different tax rules at every location. He pointed out that his government gave priority to GST after coming to power in 2014, after consulting with states and stakeholders. He said dozens of taxes were done away with after the efforts of the centre and states. Mr. Modi highlighted that under the new structure, only 5% and 18% tax slabs will primarily remain. He affirmed that the dream of one nation, one tax was realized.
Desh ki vartaman jaruraton aur bhavishya ke sapnon ko dekhte huye, GST ke ye naye reforms lagu ho rahe hain. Naye swaroop mein mukhya roop se ab sirf 5% और 18% के ही टैक्स स्लैब रहेंगे. रोजमर्रा के इस्तेमाल की ज्यादातर चीजें, खाने पीने का सामान, दवाइयां, स्वास्थ्य और जीवन बीमा, ऐसे अनेकों सामान, अनेकों सेवाएं या टैक्स फ्री होगी या फिर केवल 5% टैक्स देना होगा.
Prime Minister expressed happiness that in the last 11 years, 25 crore people have come out of poverty. He noted that this year the government has gifted tax relief by making income up to 12 lakh rupees tax-free, bringing substantial ease and convenience to the middle class.
Pichle 11 saal mein, desh mein 25 crore logon ne garibi ko haraya hai aur garibi se bahar nikal karke 25 crore ka ek bahut bada samuh न्यू मिडिल क्लास के रूप में आज देश के अंदर बहुत बड़ी भूमिका अदा कर रहा है. इस न्यू मिडिल क्लास की अपनी एस्पिरेशंस हैं, अपने सपने हैं और स्वाभाविक हैं. जब 12 लाख रुपयों का इनकम टैक्स में राहत हो जाए तो मध्यम वर्ग के जीवन में तो कितना बड़ा बदलाव आता है.
Mr. Modi expressed happiness over the response of shopkeepers towards the GST reforms. He noted that they are actively working to pass on the benefits of GST reductions to customers. The Prime Minister highlighted that in many places, boards displaying price comparisons before and after the reforms are being prominently displayed. Mr. Modi said his government is moving ahead with the mantra of Nagarik Devo Bhava. Prime Minister also made a strong push for manufacturing in India. He emphasized that India's manufacturing should surpass all benchmarks with dignity and excellence, and the quality of Indian products must enhance the country's global identity and prestige.
हमारे लघु उद्योग जो बनाए वो दुनिया में हर कसौटी पर बेस्ट हो हमें इस लक्ष्य को लेकर काम करना है हम वो सामान खरीदें जो मेड इन इंडिया हो जिसमें हमारे देश के नौजवानों की मेहनत लगी मेरा आज सभी राज्य सरकारों से भी आग्रह है आत्मनिर्भर भारत के इस अभियान के साथ स्वदेशी के इस अभियान के साथ अपने राज्यों में मैन्युफैक्चरिंग को गति दे जब केंद्र और राज्य मिलकर आगे बढ़ेंगे तो आत्मनिर्भर भारत का सपना पूरा होगा
Prime Minister Modi affirmed that when the center and states move forward together, the dream of a self-reliant India will be fulfilled. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Arunachal Pradesh and Tripura tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees. In Arunachal Pradesh, he will lay the foundation stone of two major hydropower projects worth over 3,700 crore rupees. In Tripura, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the development work of the Mata Tripura Sundari temple complex at Matabari under the Pilgrimage Rejuvenation and Spiritual Heritage Augmentation Drive scheme. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has strengthened financial security for farmers.
At the break of dawn, when golden fields shimmer with promise, farmers stand at the heart of our nation's growth. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, a cascade of focused reforms has elevated the humble cultivator from erratic income to assured prosperity. As Prime Minister Narendra Modi said,
साथियों, हमारे लिए अपने किसानों का हित सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है। मेरे देश के किसानों के लिए मेरे देश के मछुआरों के लिए मेरे देश के पशुपालकों के लिए आज भारत तैयार
द गवर्नमेंट्स कमिटमेंट इज रिफ्लेक्टेड इन अ रिमार्केबल राइज इन बजटरी एलोकेशंस फ्रॉम जस्ट ओवर 27,000 करोड़ रुपीस इन 2013-14 टू मोर देन 1,37,000 करोड़ रुपीस टुडे व्हाइल थ्रू पीएम किसान ओवर 11 क्रॉप फार्मर्स हैव रिसीव्ड डायरेक्ट इनकम सपोर्ट Financial empowerment has been strengthened further with expanded Kisan credit cards, while the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana provides a safety net against the uncertainties of weather and market. Jamen Sokri from Arunachal Pradesh, a beneficiary of Prime Minister Krishi Sinchai Yojana, has said,
मुझे प्राइम मिनिस्टर कृषि सिंचाई योजना से स्प्रिंकलर मिला है आज और मैंने आज उसको फिटिंग कराया गवर्नमेंट को थैंक्स देता हूँ कि इससे मुझे मेरा बागान को प्रोडक्शन और भी बढ़ेगा ये जो स्प्रिंकलर है इससे काफी हमको मदद मिलेगा और प्रोडक्शन भी और बढ़ेगा ऐसे उम्मीद मैं करता हूँ
अंडर द गाइडेंस ऑफ प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी इंडियाज जर्नी फ्रॉम फूड सिक्योरिटी टू फार्मर प्रॉस्पेरिटी इज वेल अंडरवे रूटेड इन विजन Nurtured by action and driven by the dreams of its annadatas.
The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has said that over 2.83 lakh health camps have been organized across the country under the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan till the 20th of this month. Launched on September 17th, the campaign is witnessing overwhelming participation across India, with lakhs of women, children and families benefiting from comprehensive health services. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. The 9-day-long Navratri festival will begin tomorrow. Navratri, which means 9 nights in Sanskrit, is dedicated to the worship of goddess Durga and her 9 avatars collectively known as Navadurga. Hindus observe 4 Navratris throughout the year, but only 2, Sharadiya Navratri and Chaitra Navratri, are widely celebrated as they coincide with the changing of seasons. This festival will conclude with Dashera, the day which marks the victory of Lord Ram over Ravan. The people of Gujarat are very excited about the Navratri festival. From small streets to big temples, people are eager to celebrate Garba In all places, we have a report.
The people of Gujarat are super excited for the Navratri festival. From small streets to big temples, everyone is eager to play Garba. Before Navratri begins, crowds of devotees have gathered at pilgrimages like Ambaji and Pavagadh Shaktipit. There is huge enthusiasm among devotees to play Garba in Chachar Chowk. Meanwhile, the state police has made arrangements to celebrate the Navratri in peaceful atmosphere across the state. Today, Minister of State for Home, Harsh Sanghvi, said in a press conference, "This time people will be able to play Garba till late night. Instructions have been given to the SP of all the districts to make arrangements for this. Along with this, he has appealed to the Garba organizers to make proper arrangements." Pravesh Adiyaja, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Indian airports have not faced any adverse impact so far in relation to the cyber attacks on Collins airspace system used at various European airports. The Ministry of Electronics and IT said the Collins Muse software is also used by the Delhi airport, but added that there is no impact on flight operations so far. Meanwhile, London's Heathrow, Berlin and several other European airports are facing operational disruptions after a cyber attack on Collins aerospace systems used at the airports. In a landmark development, the United Kingdom, Canada and Australia have formally recognized the state of Palestine. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced in a video statement that the United Kingdom is formally recognizing the state of Palestine, describing the move as a step towards reviving hope for peace and a two-state solution.
"Today, to revive the hope of peace and a two-state solution, I state clearly as Prime Minister that the United Kingdom formally recognizes the state of Palestine. We recognized the state of Israel more than 75 years ago as a homeland for the Jewish people. Today, we join over 150 countries who recognize a Palestinian state also."
Afghan officials have sharply rejected U.S. threats to reclaim Bagram Air Base, emphasizing that any attempt to re-establish a foreign military presence would be met with unyielding resistance. Mullah Tajmir Javad, first deputy of the General Directorate of Intelligence, responded to calls for the U.S. to retake the strategic airfield by saying the Afghan government would preserve the current system. Afghan Defense Minister Muhammad Yaqub Mujahid also told the media, "If U.S. doesn't want to leave and want more bases, then they are ready to fight for another 20 years. In cricket, Pakistan were 103 for the loss of 2 wickets in 12 overs in the Super 4 match of the DP World Asia Cup at the Dubai International Stadium when reports last came in. More details from our correspondent covering the match in Dubai.
India won the toss and put Pakistan to bat, factoring in the heavy dew expected later, which makes it tougher for spinners to grip the ball. Pakistan got off to a brisk start with Farkar Zaman playing aggressively, but he was dismissed by Hardik Pandya in his just second over. Earlier, Shaib Sada Farhan had a lucky escape when Abhishek Sharma put him down at the deep third in the opening over. The Dubai pitch has traditionally favoured teams chasing, with dew often tilting the contest in the second innings. India has won 6 of their 10 T20 internationals here, and against Pakistan, they have chased successfully 8 out of 9 encounters. With a strong bowling unit and a powerful batting lineup, India will back themselves up to a chase down anything around 150 with plenty of overs to spare. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
India have made some changes, bringing Jasprit Bumrah and Varun Chakravarti back, replacing Arshdeep Singh and Harshit Rana. Pakistan have also made 2 changes, Hasan Nawaz and Khushdil Shah out and replaced by Fahim Ashraf and Hussein Talat. In badminton, Indian pair of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty finished runners-up in the men's doubles final of China Masters at Shenzhen in China today. Top seed world champions Kim Won-ho and Cho Chung-jae of South Korea defeated the Indian pair 21-19-21-15 in the finals. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says next-gen GST reforms coming into force from tomorrow will change the nation's growth story and greatly benefit all sections of society. In his address to the nation, Prime Minister urges state governments to boost manufacturing in their regions to realize the dream of self-reliant India. United Kingdom, Canada and Australia formally recognize the state of Palestine. Afghanistan rejects US President Donald Trump's threat to reclaim Bagram Air Base, vows unyielding resistance to any foreign military presence in the country. And in Asia Cup cricket, India win the toss and opt to field first against Pakistan in the Super 4 thriller in Dubai. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.